At about 2:53 p.m., our troopers were dispatched to a three-vehicle accident on IH-45 just north of Madisonville at the 146-mile marker. That's what happened. We had a truck tractor, semi-trailer, being operated by Philip French that was traveling northbound on the outside lane. He had attempted to move into the inside lane where he clipped a Jeep that was pulling a utility trailer.
I'm sorry, clipped what?
A utility trailer.
No, what was pulling the utility trailer, please?
A Jeep.
Oh, okay.
The driver of that was a Julian Guajardo out of Pearland. And after striking his trailer, Mr. French lost control of his truck tractor, semi-trailer, and crossed over through the cable barrier going over to the southbound side of the interstate. He was jackknifed at that point, and he went into the path of a 2003 Freightliner driven by Oscar Lazo, L-A-Z-O, of Houston, that works for a company that contracts with the U.S. Mail Service. At this time, both truck drivers were transported to St. Joseph Hospital. One, and Mr. Lazo was taken to St. Joseph here in Bryan, and Mr. French was taken to St. Joseph in Madisonville with minor injuries to both individuals.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused because I had thought it was two 18-wheelers and two other vehicles.
Well, the fourth vehicle mentioned is going to be a vehicle that came through the wreck scene afterwards, so it was not part of the original accident we had.
I see. What kind of car was that?
It was going to be a pickup truck driven by Kevin Dillon. He is going to be from Illinois, Thompsonville, Illinois.
Was he injured?
No injuries. He had minor damage. Also, out of the Julian Guajardo vehicle, the Jeep that was pulling the utility trailer, there was no injuries in his vehicle either.
Okay. How do you spell Guajardo, please?
G-U-A-J-A-R-D-O. First name spelling J-U-L-I-A-N.
Thank you. And so, were there any rollovers or anything?
No, just the main collision was between the two truck tractor semi trailers.
And was everyone wearing a seatbelt?
At this point, from what we can tell, yes.
Okay, and also, what were the trailers carrying, please?
Like I say, the one, I do not know if the U.S. mail actually had mail in it or it was empty. It was never opened at the time. And the other trailer was empty. It was not loaded.
All right, and are there any landmarks between Highways 21 and 75 where they were?
Well, the like I said, it's the 146-mile mark, the landmark.
Okay, but no stores or ponds or anything like that?
No.
All right. And so it took about 3 hours for emergency services to do all their work?
This happened about 2:53, and they opened the highway back up on the southbound side. It was closed, and they diverted the traffic onto State Highway 75 that runs through Madisonville, and then they took 21 back to the east to get back on the interstate. So they've diverted the traffic, southbound traffic, around the crash scene, and it opened back up about 5:37 p.m.